you may rise on your feet. But you see, time is my problem. The sweet psalmist of Israel. The sweet psalmist, David. In the days of David, the psalmist, we now saw that warfare is not complete until worship is complete. Because the testimony of David was that was the relationship between worship and warfare. In the time of David, he never lost any battle because the sweet psalmist, he knows how to play a tune to summon angels from the third heaven to come and fight on the field of battle. There are men that know how to invoke streams from the layers of heaven. Support, reinforcement comes from heaven because they understand how to access the heart of God and the melodies of Mount Zion. You want to pray tonight and say, Lord, I cannot go back without a weapon. Life without a weapon is risky. I cannot turn it without a weapon. Oh my God, put a sword and a spear in my hand. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mendala soka pana sanamanda kabo sani hali kabo nansana kopa neka batemoko. A guardian must be raised in that family. A guardian must rise. The borderline between the world of men and the world of spirits must be protected. There must be a man with a warrior's horn that will stand at the edge of every civilization, to protect the will of God, to protect the heritage of God against the offensive of the enemy. The days of talk is over. We need warriors in the kingdom of God. Men whose prayers can shatter the installations that have been erected from the kingdom of God. Aloma na yeto sakapana. Lemorina sekabona. Put on your strength, O daughter of Zion. Put on your strength. Put on your strength, O daughter of Zion. Supernate. Lambros cabana habasa. Moski varisa mande. Copana capasa nahita.
Abrons the Debalato. While man slept, an enemy came. We call on you upon your name. We have so God that the gates of mercy be opened unto us. We ask, Father, that weapons be deployed, that everyone will stumble upon a weapon from which a counter attack will be advanced against the enemy. We pray tonight, strengthen us, cause your face to shine on us. We ask for your presence. We ask for your spirit. We ask that you open unto us the truly gates and let it never be shut. Satan is not in control. The kingdom of darkness is not in control. You can withdraw. You can retrieve your armor. You can retrieve your sword. God is set, and the least among us will be as strong as David. Oh, we call upon your name. We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you tonight. We call upon you tonight. Hey! Step into faith tonight. Banish every fear. Every fear from the kingdom of darkness that wants to rule your life. You can shake it off tonight.
Sana.
Receive their weapons. That the warrior church in the middle belt might arise. Let their cry ascend to heaven above. On the strength of their cry, visit our land. We call for a visitation. Grant that the least among our numbers will be as strong as they. Arise, O God, and let your enemies scatter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. You know what I'm seeing? Oh my, this is strange. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Tonight is that night, oh God, that we hold on to the horns of the altar. We hold on to the horns of the altar. That you may show mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm seeing a broken bow, a broken shield, and a broken sword. There are three warriors. Three warriors. Three female warriors. You used to fight before. You used to fight before. You were strong before in warfare. And you lost your weapons. God is releasing an anointing for restoration. Ushers. Ushers, help me. No, the anointing is coming out. It's coming stronger. There are three people. Three women here. Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing of restoration from my left hand side to my right hand side. Holy Ghost, help me right now. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me find them. Holy Ghost, help me find them. Move. Now, ushers, help me. I need just three people. Amakolema is coming stronger. I pick my God, my God. Holy Ghost, anywhere they are standing, anywhere they are sitting, those three people, that, oh my God. Cinnamon de I give myself away. I give myself away. So you give myself away.
give myself away so you can use me.
I'm seeing two ladies here.
Oh my God.
Listen to me. There are two ladies that I'm seeing here. You used to be a seer. When you kneel down to pray, you see things. God shows you things. Your eyes are open. And you can do an effective warfare. And suddenly you became blind. If you are here, put your right hand on your head. You have suddenly become blind. God is going to anoint two among you as a sign that he has... Oh my God, the anointing is already going. It's 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 already going. Holy Ghost! 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 Move! He's already moving. It's already going. It's already going. Father, I ask that you recover the seers. Let their sight. Oh my God, it's coming stronger. 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 My taco maleti. Kondenali takonati. Sebona takonati. I command those eyes. I command those eyes. Be thou open in the name of Jesus Christ. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. See in the spirit. Malako menezi leto malia. E kabraso no gabata. Ayi kamba santo. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. You will not remain the same after today. I beheld a gate opened in heaven, and a strange kind of angel coming with something like a javelin. Even heaven is set to for war. It's descending like a javelin. I was very beautiful javelin, golden javelin. And I was wondering what is happening. I found out somebody's weapon is about to be restored. Oh! Oh! The woman I'm talking about, you have been interceding for a long time. Edelo moko salako beretali sevene kombele subana kaba boskada eko balika aha posede kado tamatola akaye tome tele tola tala akaye selaboka. You have been interceding. The hand of God. It's coming on you stronger. 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 Receive the weapon of the Lord. Kaine salabo,
Oh, bela komba di shama. Oh shama kabade, ayabona la bo.
Sing in my altar. It's calling you. It's calling you. It's calling you. My altar. Descends from heaven. God is rejuvenating, is reviving. That which is lost is restoring. Your former strength is coming. God's glory is resting again upon your life. The fountain of prophecy and revelation restore our altar calling. We call unto Zion of the heavens, that you might show unto us mercy. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Now I can see in the spirit that many of you that were afflicted, many of you that became victims just because you were carrying out your spiritual assignment without cover. And many arrows were shot. Some of you, your health is affected. And God has given me an instruction to pray for you right now. And those that are sick on the account of collision with darkness. And some arrows were shot into your body that is responsible for your current infirmities. The Holy Spirit will walk in our midst. And He will remove that arrow. Set you at liberty. So that again you will be strong to go back to the field of mission. And to contend with him that contended with you. Then you will realize that the things that we are afraid of, we are afraid of you all the while. Just in case you are here and there's a form of sickness on your body, it's time to talk to God and to ask him for healing right now. Right now. If you are experiencing any form of paralysis whatsoever, you are losing hearing in your ears, your sight is diminishing. Any kind of affliction, a blood condition, leukemia, sickle cell condition. This is time to cry out and to ask for the release of the hand of God. I give you glory. You can ask him for healing. In the name of Jesus. And just in case you are feeling any form of pain on your body, you can put your hand there. Some of the pains will go instantly. there will be some instant miracles now. Some instant miracles will take place. Instant miracles. I'm seeing someone here. My God. There is something like a twine around your waist. That twine will be cut off instantly. 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 God is here to perform wonders. To perform signs. Do not trivialize His presence. Anything can be healed now. He said, I am the Lord. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for me? I am the Lord. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard? Too hard. Too hard for me. I am the Lord. Ali Tobere Kasima. Can you help me sing? You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
That He led me.
Go easy on it.
You are the Lord.
He sent your word.
You sent your word.
And it healed. One more time now. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. You send your word. One more time now. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You send your woes. And it is. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight because of your great power. I thank you tonight because it is written that you send your word. You sent your word. And it healed them. And it delivered them from all their destruction. I rebuke every form of migraine. Every migraine. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I command the hold of migraine broken tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Every condition that is linked to difficulty to breathe, I command you, Spirit. You spirit of infirmity that is responsible for difficulties in breathing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, my God, my God, there's so much power here tonight. So much power here tonight. Alemo rako santele kedo borosa. every condition that is compromising your hearing, every spirit compromising your ability to hear, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, deafening spirit, I bind you, I bind you, and I say, be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone. I command the ear open in the name of Jesus Christ. Every strange pain on the chest and on the abdominal region. Every strange pain on the chest. You see, the demons are hearing now. They are hearing. They are hearing me. I command you, spirits of pain on the chest region, on the abdominal region. Let the people of God go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go! Thank you, Lord. Every symptom of insanity, symptom of insanity, a spirit of insanity wants to take over your mind. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. And I command you, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, God is beginning to heal. The healing river is flowing right now. You can receive your healing now. It doesn't matter how long you have been on drugs. If only you have just half a faith, give him an excuse to touch you right now. Give him an excuse to touch you right now. You have been on drugs for long, but I command that spirit of infirmity, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Ah, so belikabuku. Listen to me. I'm seeing somebody's womb that is tied. At the count of five, that womb will come open now. One, two, three, four, five. Womb open. Womb open. Womb open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you can check your body. Some people are already healed. And the river is flowing. You can check. You can check. If you notice that the pain on your body has gone, let me see your hand. Check your body. Check, 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 check. Now, you see somebody healed of migraine already. I see. There's this headache on one side of your head that has gone. There's this headache. One side. If you are sure you are healed, come. Just, no, we can't take all. But if you are sure, come. The rest of you can sit down. The river will keep flowing. It will keep flowing. Don't worry. Now, if you have a microphone, can you help me? Who has a microphone? Also, if you have a microphone. Ah, you see, the demon of sickness is still close to you. It's still close to you. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Uh-huh. It's going now. Yeah. Okay. All right, find that one, that thing. Just breathe, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe, breathe. What happened to you? How? What was your condition?
I was feeling a pain on my chest.
A pain on your chest?
And one side of my stomach, but after the prayer, I did.
You can't feel it anymore. Now, did you feel anything on your body before the pain left?
Yes, I was feeling a kind of cold.
Yes, you were feeling something as if something was holding you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. You see, now the last demon has left. Release her. Release her. Release her. Release her. Release her. Release her from the crown of her head to the sole of her. Ah, yeah. Okay. She's free now. She's free now. She's free now. She's free now. Yes. Listen to me. Listen to me. There is somebody. Which leg it is? Lord, show me. Show me. Show me. There's somebody that is healed on the left leg. You are healed on the left. Yeah. You can sit down. I saw that. I saw that. Give him glory. Give him glory. Mm-hmm. Can we sing that song?
Jesus, we are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Can you get that song?
We are standing in on holy ground.
My vision. I'm seeing something. Okay. Can we sing that song? Now, give this microphone light. Studio man, give this mic light. This one here, this one. I need to hear this one. I'm not seeing what is coming. But I know if you sing it well, I will see it.
Angels.
It's okay. Now listen. Somebody received the healing anointing now at the count of seven. Father, that healing anointing that was coming from heaven, yeah. Prepare somebody to receive it. It's already coming. Please, if I ask you to sing a song, just help me. Sing again. I'm seeing something like a white garment coming on the regions of East Africa. As you go back this time, you will go back as another man, not as the man you used to know, because the hand of God will go back with you. Jesus says He wants to visit the regions of East Africa. All right, we can go on.
In the past 5 days, I have been having a serious headache, but when I came here, actually it was still going on. I noticed that there's something that hit my head because of prayers.
Something hit your head?
Yes.
And
that
the
was
headache
all.
Left. Okay. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We seal the miracle with the blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus. You can go.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
3 days ago, I slept. I dreamt that someone came and put his two hands on my toes. I started feeling cold. I started being scared. Then I just stood up immediately and started praying. I prayed for like 2 hours and then I went back to sleep. After 2 days, again, I slept. And I noticed that something still came to me. and then tried to hurt my leg at the back. So I saw, when I woke up, I saw a shadow walking out of my room. I started praying. And then the following day, I started falling sick. I noticed that my leg was not, I had pain on my right leg.
Okay.
So I prayed and I used anointing oil and rubbed the leg. And this, when I came today, I believe God that this leg is going to be healed.
Okay.
And as the man of God was praying, from there I received my healing.
I give him glory, give him praise.
It's almost a week now when I walk. When I walk and when I went to sit down, my waist, something like my spinal cord,
yes,
there's something that they hooked there. But as I came here, when they were, they were singing that chorus, the first chorus.
Give him glory.
Praise the Lord.
The stranglehold of the devil is broken forever. In the name of Jesus. And in addition to your healing, there's an empowerment in the spirit. God will give you an utterance in the place of prayer. And that utterance will create massive, massive movement in the spirit realm. Receive the blessings of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Mine was waist pain. This waist pain will come severe anytime I sleep, and to wake up at times I will not be able to even wake up and sit on the bed. But when the man of God does say there is somebody, a rope is being tied on his waist, then the power of the Holy Spirit carries me and I fell at the back. And I stand up, I didn't feel the pain.
Didn't feel the pain.
And the same, my mom now is down because of this waist pain. She cannot walk.
When you get back home, you will see that your mom also was delivered. When
and as I stood here, he says the grace of healing is coming upon someone. And I, about a week ago, I saw my elder sister that I love most was so sick. And enters in the dream and enters our compound. And I heard her and I was crying that, God, why? But God told me, I promised you to give you the grace of healing, but you refused. And I was crying to God that God released that grace. And I have seen him release the grace.
Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Exalt his name. Go and bring help to many people. In the name of Jesus, bring them help.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Me, I was having ear pain. Always I have it, but I don't went to the hospital. But when they started praying, and I feel like falling.
Oh, you felt like falling.
What, yes.
Was anybody pushing you?
No.
No. Okay. You know, children don't lie. They...
Then. I know now I am better. I feel better.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Wait. When I blow air on you, man, you will feel like falling. But it's not pushing. Okay, go and see that. Don't worry. You will not understand. You will not understand.
Praise
Yahweh.
God.
Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle worker.
Your name is Yahweh. Now there is somebody sitting towards this place. I'm seeing a creature that looks like a monkey. That is, it is taking your pulse. There is an attack on your finances. Doesn't matter how long you walk, how much you walk. It doesn't. You know, that song helped me see it clearly. It was coming.
Yahweh, your name is
Lord, any cause that was released upon our finances to ensure that she'll be in perpetual lack, today we break the curse. Break the curse. And we ask, oh God, that even sons of strangers, men that she does not know, women that she does not know. We go out of their ways to be a blessing to her. Let the season change from tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, let's go on. My boy, what?
Since this evening, this place has been in me. So when that now, then it stopped paining me.
It stopped paining you.
Headache.
It's now that it has gone. Ask her now. Let her talk.
There's this headache I was having. It started last week. I was telling myself maybe because I didn't sleep very well. So I tried to sleep for it to go. But when I came for this program on Friday, I felt it hard. Like something was hitting my head, and today again I was feeling it. When the man of God was talking about it, I said, let me put my head on my head. I was still feeling that headache.
Okay.
But there was this force I was feeling that was pushing me back, pushing me. Even while I'm standing here,
and that force is still pushing.
The headache was, whether it's trying to still come back, I don't understand. But I know. Gone.
And that was what I saw that made me blow on you. Don't worry.
Praise the Lord.
Your name.
Praise the Lord. For some days now, I've been feeling heavy from my right hand side of the head. So sometimes it comes like headache, and sometimes I just feel heavy. But in the process of the prayer, it was lifted.
It was lifted. Father, we seal it with the blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus. You are released.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I saw a doctor like 2 months back, and when he scanned me, he said I had a problem with my heart. And I know I've suffered that for long. For like a number of years, there's this sharp pain in my heart, goes through the left arm, and climbing upstairs like becomes very difficult. So this evening again, I had that attack. It was so difficult to sit, it was so difficult to stand. So in the course of the prayer, I laid my hand on my chest and the part of my body that was aching. And what I felt was like, I just said to myself, Kai, I feel like sleeping. But sometimes even to sleep is so difficult. In the night, I wake up with that sharp pain through my heart. So when he said I had problem with my heart, I was finding it very difficult. Like even by the drugs, he was asking me to. It was like I should exercise. But anytime I exercise, I feel sick and all that. But this evening, the pain I had, even flowing to my left hand, is gone.
There is a woman here. This one is hard. We can't see this one in public. It's hard. The Lord will meet you at the point of your need. In Jesus' name. You know, you have been weeping. The woman I'm seeing is weeping. God be comforted.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God that this evening the Lord has delivered me. I have this problem of a chest pain, always very hot. Particularly if I engage in long time fasting and prayer, I experience these pains all the time. even as I came today, I was having it. And at the process of this prayer, as you mentioned, I put my hand on my chest. Now I am delivered in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, we seal it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I've been having this sore throat. I don't know if it's sore throat, but pains on my throat.
Okay.
But last night when I slept, I had a dream. I fought with a lady. And she was pressing my throat. And
it's spiritually more motivated.
She was telling me that I think I don't want to hear. She will see. I will see. So she pressed
you
my throat.
Amen.
When I woke up this morning, I felt the pain. Right there. I could feel the fingers, but I couldn't see the fingers. So I didn't pray. Sincerely, I didn't pray. I just woke up. I did my normal. When I came in this evening, I actually felt the pain. I couldn't pray very well. But when we were praying and said to lay our hands there, I'm very okay now.
Give him glory. Now, Jesus. Now he's still touching you right now. Yeah, he's touching you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Father, this warfare that this young lady is involved with, that is causing injury to her, I ask that she be protected. Let there be a release of angels to protect her. And that which the devil is afraid of, let it come to pass by her hand in the name of Jesus. Blessings, blessings. Blessings.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have this condition in 2013. Suddenly I woke up. I couldn't straighten up. When I go to the hospital, I used to have a shock. I would have a shock at my backbone, and I would fall backwards. And when I went to the hospital, the diagnosis that my bones are battery spoiled. They call it lumbar stombolosis, cervical stombolosis, and osteopolosis.
The doctor studied for 6 years. If you go there, he must be saying something. Amen.
That I can't even hold anything. I cannot lift anything with. I can't bend to my feet. My neck is always stiff. I feel very, very hard discomfort. I'll be shaking my neck. I've been ordered, but when I went to the prophesy of healing, I have a shock.
My
heart beat, and I went up. And when I got up, it's like they are walking on my room back, and I was feeling something.
That's angelic.
I didn't feel any pain again. Even I was having pain in this left knee here. There's no pain again.
Glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Oh my Lord, we seal this miracle with the blood of Jesus. The affliction will not return anymore. Give him praise then.
Thank you.
I'm seeing that the Lord will help us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to eat the testimony, but the Spirit of God said, I should share it. Praise the Lord. So, yesterday that we was praying, the Spirit of God told me that I should come and go and hold man of God on his brows. Praise the Lord. That out of the living water, I would draw my blessing. Praise the Lord. So, no, Spirit of God, I was afraid. I said, if I don't know, man of God will be happy. I don't know how he will take it. So, I had my peace. Praise the Lord. And today, my business, just big shop, just as God called me, he gets if I dread, but eventually I answered the calling, and I don't used to start. So, praise the Lord. It was two children and my husband, and did they share my money? Oh, praise the Lord. But I told God, whether money or no money, I must serve him, I must fulfill the word. Praise the Lord. And when I was in my ministry, last Monday, on night, the Lord, ancient of the day, came and met me. I was afraid. He said that I should not be afraid, that he's ancient of the day. Bless the Lord. Yes, I shut my eyes, could not even reach where he was. Bless the Lord. So as I saw him, that's how he said,
go straight.
Bless the Lord.
No time.
Bless the Lord. So he told me that shop
will come back.
He showed me the road out the shop. Was before, and he said that he would double that shop 100-fold. And today, the Lord has revealed for the man of God. When we was praying yesterday, he said that out of
your shop will come back. Amen. I saw the demon, but can we talk after the service? This one is not for the public. Let's talk. If you had come to me yesterday, I wouldn't have driven you, but we'll talk. Then I saw this beginning. Even though I've rebuked it, I want you to rebuke it too. It will happen. Your shop will come. Hallelujah. Now take the last one and then let's pray.
I already thank God for my life because I was dead since 5th August. But I thank God that I'm alive today. Not just alive, but alive.
Every blood from the kingdom of darkness. You see, the power of God will flow through my hand into your hand, and something will happen to you in the next 5 minutes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the river to flow. It's flowing into her vessel. It's flowing now. It's flowing. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. From the crown of her head to the soul, Jesus is flowing, is flowing. And I command every yoke upon this life, every yoke upon her head, let it be lifted in the name of Jesus. I release life upon her. In Jesus' name. Ushers, let the offering baskets go around quickly. There's a prayer point we have. I hear that they are about to install the tortilla in Tibla. An unbeliever will not sit on that tree. Even if the scheme an unbeliever to be there, he will not last. He will die. I'm telling you. An unbeliever. A man of Akombo, an Akombo man, will not sit on that throne. God is cleansing the land. It's only that which is righteous that can be established. We are going to pray that prayer. But listen, what's that song we sang?
You are Alpha.
Stand up so that we can pray together as a congregation.
You are Alpha.
sang, I saw that a way was made. Yes, a way. Some people went this way. Some people went this way. And somebody was revealed. And that person was anointed. Anointed with the anointing of a prophet. And such a one began to see and hear in the spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said tonight that you will give us weapons. And every woman that walks in here will go back with an equipment that will energize them. Now I ask concerning this one that you showed me. And let's pray. Lord, it's a time of change, a time of liberty, a time of restoration. The devil's voice in this land must be put out, and every form of unrighteousness we banish from that room. We banish from that room. We banish from that room. In the name of Jesus. Let your hand, O God, be raised. Amen.